I'm just going to go into my message, and you've already heard in the announcements that I've it's a really simple thought, and I've put a few stories about me in it because, you know, I have to, because it's about remembering. And so don't think, oh, I talk a lot about myself, but I sort of have to when it's chaplaincy. So, you know, I've got to let you know how I'm going, and also in this message, I'll tell you quite a few stories, but about me and sort of, but I don't mind you knowing me, and I, you know, that's cool. I'm not, and so earlier this year, my text is Psalm 77, verse 11 to 14. Youth Care every year and the previous year gave every chaplain a devotional. It's called Moments of Peace in the Presence of God, which was much appreciated. I always enjoy a free book. Does everyone enjoy a free book? But I'm reading this free book. And so as I read one of the devotions a little while ago, I knew I was going to come here, and I just always pray when I come here because I want to have something to share for you, to maybe encourage you, to bless you, you know. And so I went back to that, and I went, you know what, God's probably actually spoke to me more than he'll probably speak to you. I got really challenged about the message, about the text, and about that morning's devotion. And it was all about remembering. And so Psalm 77, verse 11 says, "But then I recall all that you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works, O God. Your ways are holy. If there is any God as mighty as you, you are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations." What a beautiful scripture, isn't it? It got me thinking about my own life and about remembering. Because the whole thought of this is remember God's works. Remember what God has done in my life. Remember what God has done in your life. And so as I begin to remember, I begin to ponder this, and I think, I'll be honest with you, I think I've forgotten some of the good things that God has done in my life. As you get a bit older and stuff like that, you sort of forget a few things and stuff like that. So this sermon is really, God really spoke to me, and I hope it blesses you today. So the first thing I want to have a look at is remember, because remember is probably some stories about me, you know, and it's funny that we remember when we go back to the past, and I don't want to look at anything negative or anything critical about my life, because my life has had a few problems, and I've had a few failures and difficulties and everything else, and I think we all have in some sense, haven't we? But I just want to dwell on some of the stories and just let you know a little bit about me. So when I dwell on some of the stories, I remember when I was 13 years of age. Can you remember when you were 13? I can remember when I was 13. I used to have hair. And you know what? I used to be able to comb my hair. My mum's here, so I can't lie about this. She might not be able to remember. I'm not sure. I'd comb my hair, and it'd be down here, you know. And I used to have this cowlick, and it'd be a little wavy. And it was just, you know, I'd wear my grey uniform to school. And I remember getting really angry with mum and dad. Can't remember what it was about, but guess what I did? I did something really stupid. I actually used to have a comb back in those days. I can't remember the last time I used a comb. I had a comb, and I threw it. It went straight into the blind and made a hole about that big, you know, just wide enough. And you know the worst thing about that is my parents didn't replace that blind. So every day for the next several years, I was reminded of me getting angry, throwing that comb into the blind, making a hole, and then when it got light in the morning, I would see the hole that I made. Oh my goodness. But I remember some of those funny things of doing stupid things. I remember walking into a science class in year 9. And yes, I had an attitude. I hope there's not too many young people here. Yeah, no, we're all older. And I had a bit of attitude, you know. And so I walked into the class, and our science teacher, I still remember his name, Mr. Weaver. Hope you're not related to him. No. And so Mr. Weaver, he was in the Army Reserves for 20 years, sergeant, you know, so yes, sir. And so anyway, I walked in the class and he said to me, Glossop, he said, you think you're tough, don't you? I mean, serious, what teacher says that? They did when we were growing up, didn't they? And he says, you think you're tough, don't you? And I went, yeah, in front of the whole class. I was like, obviously I got in trouble and I was on scab duty and all that sort of stuff. But I remember those funny times in school of doing different crazy things and having a laugh and having fun. And I remember I used to go to Morley High School, and back then there was nothing out in Ballajura where I now live and nothing around Morley. And we'd go to school and we'd see snakes on the way to school. And I've just got all these different memories about school and doing different stuff. And you know what has really helped me to remember some of those younger things that I was at school and in my home life? It really does help me as a chaplain to identify with young people and go, I remember when I had a bad attitude. I remember when I did things without thinking. I remember when I was stupid. I know you can't even believe that or imagine that, but I just did because you guys were amazing and perfect. But I just remember those things, you know. And what it is when a student comes up to me and they're in my office and they're doing something dumb or they're in a bit of trouble or they're whatever, I don't have to worry about judging or criticizing or anything. I don't say what I've done in school, but I just go, yeah, man, I get it. Sometimes we do things without thinking, eh? Is that true? And so still sometimes I do things without thinking. And so I have sympathy for them. I have understanding for them. I'm not judging them. I'm not thinking, oh, I'd never do that. That is so bad. So I think it's really helped me to remember my youth, remember my school days, and be in sympathy with them and support them in that. I remember the first time I went to a youth group. I was about 15, 16, and I was getting into a little bit of trouble. I lived just down the road from a church in Morley, and my parents, my mum and my dad, they said to me, you're going up to that church. I went, oh, okay. And so they made me go to church. But they made me go to church. I stayed, and my brother and sister didn't end up going back. What an amazing story that is. I remember that so well. I wasn't in trouble in a sense of big major bank robberies or anything like that, but I was just doing dumb things, and they said to me, hey, you know what? You need to go to church. I remember meeting Diane. I was about 20 years of age. We'd met in church. We're friends for a little while. And so, you know, after a few months, we probably knew each other for about 9 months. And then we ended up getting engaged, I think about a year, and we were married, engaged, and blah, 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 you know. But I remember just that time, and I'm sure Diane will remember it, that when we met, she loved me so much. She probably thought, I can't let this handsome, amazing, fantastic guy go. You agree, hey? Yeah, so she can't speak, so I'm just going to be up here doing it, you know. And so we've been together for 36 years. And so they're great memories that I have, great, great things that... And, you know, who's on Facebook? If you're on Facebook, they have memories come up. This is what you did a year ago, and you go, oh, my goodness, has a year gone that quick? Then they go 5 years or 10 years, and you go, oh, my goodness. And you see what you did and where you were, and you're reminded, and then you start laughing, and you start, you know, for me, it was like just over a year ago, we're picking apples in an orchard with my grandson and my wife, and it was just like, this is amazing. And so we're constantly reminded of different memories that we have, you know, which is really, really good. I had a coffee with a friend of mine just yesterday. We catch up, a high school friend of mine, Charlie, and so we catch up all the time. And so he will tell me stories of, he'll tell me people he remembers, of names, of situations, in the sense of who they are, and I'll remember the stories. That isn't it funny how what we remember when we get together with family and we get together with other people. And I love getting together with friends, family, and other people. We talk about the past. We remember the stories. We get together with our Christian friends. We remember the stories, and we talk about our adventures and the things that we've done and some trips that we've been on. And so, yeah, memories, they're good. You know, I want to have a look in my second point there. It's important not to forget some things. Have you ever forgotten anything? Don't put up your hand. Don't nudge anyone next to you. Have you ever forgotten your anniversary? Don't nudge. Don't nudge. Have you ever forgotten your wife's part, whatever, or your kid's birthday, special event? So they're things we should not forget. True? I don't think I've done that. I hope I haven't done that. I haven't done that. Yep, yep, beautiful, beautiful. That's the only reason I'm mentioning it. No. And so it's important, true? It's important not to forget those things. You know, I'll quite often have students come to my office and say, yeah, my folks never brought me anything, or, you know, they don't remember it's my birthday, especially in fractured families and that. And the student will be there and they get angry, they get ticked about it. And I get it. So it's important not to forget some things. I remember the story in Genesis, and we have the story. It's a story about two people. They're in the king's court, in Pharaoh's court, and Joseph, he interprets their dreams for them when they're in prison. Can you remember that story? So they're in prison. He interprets the story. They're not really that good interpretations. I wouldn't like to know in 3 days I'm going to die. But he gives that message to that one to interpret the dream that he had. And then the other one has a dream, and he's going to be back in the Pharaoh's palace and enjoying life again. And in Genesis 40, verse 23, Pharaoh, his chief cupbearer, however, forgot all about Joseph, never giving him another thought. Wouldn't you hate to be in that position? We know that God had intentions on that, but can you imagine for 2 years you'd given this guy a word for his dream, and he forgot all about you for 2 years while you're in a stinking, dirty, filthy, horrible prison. But then Pharaoh has a dream. And so 2 years later, Pharaoh has a dream, and the butler goes, I remember when I was in prison, Joseph spoke about my dream. Maybe he can help. 2 years later. As I begin to ponder God's word, study, have a look at things, check out verses in the Bible, I'm amazed at how many times it says to remember. Remember God. Remember what he's doing in your life. Remember what he's done in your life. Remember. Don't forget. In Mark 8, it talks about feeding people with the loaves and the fish. They get in the boat. They go to the other region. And the Bible says in verse 16 of Mark, and at this, they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. And Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, why are you arguing about having no bread? Don't you know or understand even yet? Are your hearts too hard to take it in? Your eyes can't see. You have ears, can't hear. Don't you remember anything at all? Just a moment before that, they've got no loaves, they're worried, they're panicking, they're stressing out. And he says, don't you remember anything at all? That's quite a rebuke, isn't it? He's saying, don't you remember what I just did a little while ago when we're in this other place, this other town? We're ministering, I fed the 4,000. We saw a great miracle. We saw people saw the power of God, saw me move on their behalf. Don't you remember what happened? Deuteronomy 6, Moses is talking to the people of God, bringing the commandments, the decrees, and the laws. And it goes down in verse 12, be careful not to forget the Lord who rescued from the slavery in the land of Egypt. Then you must tell them, we were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with his strong hand. The Lord did miraculous signs and wonders before our eyes, dealing terrifyingly blows against Egypt and Pharaoh and all his people. He brought us out of Egypt so he could give us this land he has sworn to give our ancestors. They forgot. They forgot what God had done. They forgot that they were in that place of poverty, that place of slavery, that place of beatings, that place that was difficult, that place that they were crying out and saying, God, where are you? And they were in a place, and he says, listen, don't forget. But we know that they forgot, didn't they? They didn't remember constantly through the Old Testament. They didn't remember what God had done. They didn't remember those miracles. They didn't remember God's grace and favor. And I mean, can you imagine, you know, the sea parting and walking through? I mean, unbelievable miracles. And they did not remember that. They got caught up with life. They got caught up with themselves and their circumstances. And that's why it's so important that we remember. 1 Corinthians 11. Everyone knows this portion of Scripture pretty well. 11:23. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself on the night when he was betrayed. The Lord Jesus took some bread, gave thanks to God for it, and he broke it in pieces and said, this is my body which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine and supper after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it. Every day, that every time we take communion in church, our thoughts go back to the cross. They go back to the body that was beaten, bruised for us. Goes back to his death, his resurrection. We remember his power. We remember his grace. We remember his love, his forgiveness of sin. We remember all those things. That's why we're in the house of God this morning. And there's times there that sometimes that we can forget and we just get caught up in life and circumstances. But he's saying, every time, just remember, I did this for you. Because I love you, I died for you, I cared for you, I rose from the dead, I want you as part of my family and a part of my life. So let's read Psalm 77 again. But then I recall all you have done. O Lord, I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. O God, your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as you? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power among the nations. So there is a problem with forgetting sometimes. There is a problem with not remembering sometimes. So I think it's important that we don't forget our experiences with God, whatever they might be. That we do remember what God has done for us. That we do remember that he's touched us and saved us and redeemed us and forgiven us and helped us. And I love, as you want to read before Psalm 77 and as steps into our text, all the verses before that, it talks about how he's just going through difficulty. He's facing life. He's going, God, are you real? I'm praying and nothing's happening. And there's a whole lot of circumstances that are happening in the verses before we get to our main text. And then he speaks those words. And I think what jumped out at me the most when I was reading that devotion is I think sometimes that I forget the goodness of God. I forget the journey. I get caught up in life. I get caught up in circumstance. Maybe it could be caught up in helping people or whatever it might be. But I think that was just a refreshing thing for me, just to remember, because we're putting it in our minds all the time. So we're reminded in his word to remember, because God knows that in our human nature, as like the disciples and Israel being delivered from Egypt, it's easy to forget. As we get older, it's probably easier to forget. We can become cynical or become unbelieving. So, a couple of stories that I can remember back. I remember having an operation. It was the first time I'd ever had an operation. I was probably 35, 40. And I was in hospital in the city. And on my own. And you've got to fill out the forms that said, you know, what if you die, you're not going to sue the hospital. You remember those forms? You ever had to do them? So fear begins to grip your heart. So you can't sue the hospital. There's no, you know, hey, this is, if anything happens, it's your problem. So you sign those forms because you have to. Nurse came in, but I remember as I'm doing those forms, I said, God, I'm scared. Can you be with me? Can you help me in this situation? I need your peace and your grace over my life. I need your protection. Nurse comes in, takes my blood pressure, said, oh, Mr. Glossop, you're not stressed or not worried or anything, you know. The blood pressure was like perfect. You know, I think sometimes there's some times in our life that I've, and I know that you have, you've called out to God and said, God, I need your peace, I need your help. And you know what? God really met with me today and really helped. And I just remember as clear as a bell being scared in that hospital, but praying and asking God to help me. I remember, you know, if you've heard about dying, having cancer and all those emotions and all those feelings that you go through. And there's a couple of weeks there that were really, really drastic in that year long of losing hair and chemo and difficulty. And praying all the time, but not really seeing, you know, in a sense. We didn't get a miracle, but she's alive today, so that's a miracle. But when I finished that journey, and I remember coming home from Royal Perth Hospital and just crying all the way home. And I put on Christian music and God would meet with me. He would lift up my spirit. That's why the song service is so cool, isn't it? Is we come in here and we just hear the beautiful worship and playing of instruments. And I'd come home and I'd listen to an album. By the time I got home, I'd be in a better place. And I know that as I look back on that, that God, even though I was feeling all those emotions and all the stresses and Diane was feeling a whole lot of stuff, God was meeting with us. God was helping us. God was touching us. God moved through those circumstances. A house burning down and then we sign up with Collier Homes and then they go bankrupt and they close the door and we're knocking on the door because we just had signed a contract and we're in meetings and I'm thinking, and people are saying, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to you. This is just wrong. You guys just lost your house. You lost everything. You don't deserve that. That was the greatest blessing of our life. Oh, seriously. Collie went home. We found out that we were being ripped off by this guy who we end up getting the money from our insurance. He was saying that it was going to cost $27,000 to pull our home down because we had to knock it all down. I made some calls and I got it done for like $13,000. That's what you call a rip-off, don't you? And that's why I thank God, because it changed everything to do with our house and our circumstances. And that's where I remember that God is good and God's grace and favour, even when things don't look the best. Let me go back to when my parents made me go to school. Go to church. Went to this youth group. And I remember the first time I ever went to the youth group, were going to another church. And I remember going to sleep in that service because I was just like tired, you know. So you go to sleep in church, don't you? And I just remember it so well. But you know what? I responded to Christ that night. And that began a journey 40 years later that I'm here today. I'm a chaplain in the school. My parents made me go to church, but God had a bigger thing about it and took me on this journey. Am I thankful for that? Yes. Do I remember that? Yes. And so, yeah, there's been difficult times and difficult things happen in my life. But do I remember those God moments of, say, walking along the beach and just calling out to God when I lived in Maroochydore? Do I remember being up in the hills and things weren't going right in my life and I'd just call out to God and say, God, I need your grace, I need your help. There's been many, many times that I've just stopped and said, you know, God, we need your help. Diane had a seizure last year, had to call up the ambulance. Never called an ambulance in my life, freaking out. We just had to commit that to God, ask God to move, made a full recovery. But there's times that we need to remember those God moments in our life that he rescued, that he helped. We're remembering communion, remembering how we first came into church. We're remembering our social stories of church fellowships and gatherings and that just that being intimate and close and supporting and caring for each other. There's history there that needs to be remembered that is so important. I hope I'm not going on too long. I'm nearly finished. So why does it help not to forget? It helps in a few different ways. It helps us not to drift away from God. Because I think if we forget what God has done in our life, we'll drift away from him. But as we're reminded of the goodness of God, our friendships, our fellowship, our company, our Christian brotherhood, everything that we have and what God has done in our lives, it'll stop us from drifting away from God when life gets difficult or we start getting worldly or we start having these issues. Another thing is it help remember that he is real, that he is faithful, and that he will make us strong when we're going through different things. Because when we look and remember different things that God has done in our life, we remember his grace, his power, his answering of prayer, and we remember his strength. Our heart can be filled with faith, hope, peace, and joy, because I know that what I've seen, what I've done, what I've experienced, what I've felt, what I've heard, God is for me and with me and wanting to help me. It's good to remember the prayers that God answered. It's good to remember the faith that you've had in God. It's good to remember as we read the Word of God and we go, oh yeah, I remember God spoke to me years ago about that, that God really gave me some direction. I remember God answered those prayers. So in the Old Testament, the people of God were always meant to pass on the stories of God's grace, power, deliverance and miracles to their children and to the next children. Is because that they could have an experience and a revelation and understanding of God and his grace and his love and his mercy. I just want to just close. Maybe we just close our eyes for a moment. Do you mind just do something a little different? As I was challenged with, and I read that book, and I begin to ponder about some of the things that God has done in my life, maybe just with your eyes closed for a few minutes, maybe you could ponder and think, yeah, God, I remember you did that for me. I remember you answered that prayer. I remember when I called out to you and you really helped me. Someone came my way to build me up, encourage, whatever it might be. Today is a good time to remember some of the things that God's done in our life and our heart. What has God done for you? Whatever, it might be small. It might be big. Might be, it doesn't matter. Just you being in this church and his saving grace is good enough to remember. Remember those things that he's done for you. And that will keep us alive. That'll keep our faith alive, our hope alive, our strength alive, our closeness to God that we want. Preached all that to give glory to God and to encourage us, not to condemn, not just to encourage us. Let's remember God. Let's remember some of the things that he's done. Yeah, we can remember some great times and, you know, some of the stories that I've told you about high school and stuff. But let's remember the most important things that we can do is remember what God has done for us. Paul, can I hand it back to you?